are you all surviving that day? And I don't think for that one, okay? You know, I was going to start this conversation myself. Let me tell you what I had in mind before you tell me what you had in mind. And, by the way, let me tell you why I love it. I thought that was an absolute monumental performance by that night before last. But it had to be, it had to get to the people some way. I met every good person. You know that little boy, I used to tell you the thought later about Chris, I did tell him the story. See, all these medals of honor, but he would never do one if it was posthumous. He only did one when they were public, the live guys. He never would do it posthumous. So, in my life, there must have been six posthumous, and I had to have five different ceremonies where I had to go to each room and go down. Each one of these people, you know, the women all cry, and the kids cry, and it just tears you to pieces. But this one was really good, because I was one of my better together. Such a moving thing. The little boy, as a matter of fact, a little Kevin, after I shook his hand, or maybe after I shook him on his hand, and I asked him, and then I went over and spoke to his brother, Carl. That older brother, as is usually the case, was the more shy one. Kevin is obviously, you can see an extrovert. And he said very quietly, so I can whisper, see, they all talk very quietly, because they're all the future, and I'm talking very personally. My name's Carl. And little Kevin put it out very loud, so a whole word just echoed through. He says, no, his name is Skipper. Well, everybody's understood what the name is. Carl said, oh, that's my nickname. And that, I found, was what his father called him. And his father called him Skipper. And his father had never seen Kevin, except as a baby. See, he went overseas as a baby. When he was a baby, he seemed that it was good. So Kevin never knew his father. Could not really remember his father.
Sure.
So anyway, the real risk of it, as it later turned out, was that I just put a woman as a peacemaker, and you know, she might have been, or what the hell she would say. But it turned out she's apparently a great gal, because she was on television last night. She's been in the papers this morning. She says, I always listen to the president. He's absolutely right. I want my two sons to go to Annapolis and serve like their father did. Just terrific.
Isn't it?
I love it. Well, it was, some people will think it's a little hokey, but people need to hear a little more.
No, I can't.
Let me say a couple things about this thing. You know, you've talked before about what your goal would be and so forth and so on, and what your plans are. I know you've got the university and so forth and so on. The thing that I see, Paul, at this point is that any change in your position would be a mistake, and I'll tell you why. I mean, apart from the personal considerations we're discussing, but I want you to know why I do it when you're at the state. It's like my feeling about something on Vietnam. Hell, I did terribly on that. Every November there, and then Cambodia, and now Laos, and before this. But I've got to plow the course, and I've got to do it. Now, on the economy, I just believe that our policies are right, to the extent that economic policies can be right. I think they're going to work. Nobody can say when. You can no more fix an exact date as to when the economy will be at full production than you can fix the exact date as to when we're going to get out of Vietnam. But my point is that if we were to bring out any change in the top command, for example, change in their situation in particular, would mean that no matter how we interpret it, well, Paul McCracken said he was going to go back to teaching, and it would be interpreted as a change of signals in terms of what the economy, of our economic plan. I don't want to make changes. I think it's important for us to plow the course and to say, by God, we believe in our plan. We're sticking to it. And that's that. Now, certainly, at a future time, looking at the personal considerations of a future time. Once then everybody gets the parts and find out they're right, that might be a year from now, then you want to discuss it in personal doing. But I don't think you should not, because what I mean is, I think the act of your doing anything now would be just the wrong signal. You know, that's why I had that, why I talk with Arthur. He had a very good talk, and Arthur's a good follower, you understand. I said, Arthur, you just can't get up and indicate that you don't have confidence in what I'm doing. I said, if you do, I said, then it looks, that destroys confidence. So, but at the same time, and Arthur's playing the ball now. He's playing the game extremely well. Now, I have a feeling, I have an intuition about this economy, and that's just, when I read your notes and so forth and so on, I don't worry about the 6% unemployment. Whether we reach 10.65, frankly, I kind of hope we don't. I'd like to miss it by about 15. But at a strongly moving up at that time, far important. I have a feeling that we're going to see a considerable increase in consumer spending. I don't know whether what your favorite, I don't care about Senator or Michigan or the rest shows, but you can't look. I looked at New York department store sales, for example, and I noticed that despite the late Easter, and therefore a very depressed apparel thing, that the things that really count, you know, how house home furnishings, etc., had a hell of a bulge, right?
Yes,
in New York.
That's correct.
Now, I have a feeling that consumer automobiles, like I understand, are good last month.
They're doing better. Actually, they're running at the rate of about 10 million per year.
That's pretty good. Well, that's better. Now, I have a feeling that with the winter over, some must have bought at that low. We have where lots of exchanges, if they bought at all. talking now.
Now, I would have to say that I am not sure at this time that I, you know, serve out the duration.
I understand. Let's just leave it at that.
Right.
We have no plans to change the council. Let's just leave it that way.
Now, by the way, this leads me to another thing.
Oh, the council out there, Hal Parker, right?
Hal Parker, as you know, is going to have to back.
Yeah.
Now, if, in fact, I'd like to turn to that for a moment.
Right.
He would like to leave about July 1st, and so we need to get underway with a replacement.
Right.
I have thought of two or three people. One of them is Jim Schlesinger. What would you think of him?
Yeah, sure.
And of course, he under secretary, I think it worked out. Interior. And of course, this would have to be checked out on the Hill. Because
yeah. Well, you don't have to be approved of the Hill.
Yes.
Oh, God. He's probably, from what you, I've heard of him, what you've seen. said he's probably the extrovert type that likes to get out and talk.
He does.
That's great.
He's not around. Very effective.
That's fine. And I
have a financial man appeals to me.
Yes. Well, I have one of them there. You see, he said he could be very fine in the international field where this Peterson got an interesting discussion.
Very, it wasn't very well.
It ought to be repeated, though, but I told George Schultz later that Peterson should have asked for 2 hours rather than an hour and a half. Second, he should not have rushed it so much because we all, I mean, the men there, you can't see the men, they need to talk a little about it as they go along. They need to express themselves. You know, we do, I do, everybody. By the time he got through, you know, it's just a blur. It's too much stuff.
Well,
but it was a brilliant thing, and he ought to do it again now. I mean, Peterson's got some, and slow it down a bit. What do you think?
Oh, I agree, and maybe limit the scope a little bit.
Yeah, there was so much there. If he could cut that down to an hour's presentation, I'd like to see him do it to a group of leaders sometime.
That would be very good.
I think the bipartisan leaders might like to hear it.
I think one of the very important things
terribly important to the future of this country.
Terribly important to the future of this country. All right, $60,000, I don't know what you see there, but they're leader types, the leader types. After all, Paul, you know very well, that average guy is unemployed. You can take the teenagers and the rest and make full anyway. But the average fellow is unemployed. These days, so he's unemployed, he's unemployed 6 weeks, 2 months or so far. And so there's about $1.5 million to him. It's bad off. I mean, because he's got unemployment insurance and he's got, you know, all these other things. It isn't a hopeless kind of a thing that it used to be, right?
That's right.
And that's why all this national trauma about the unemployment is just wrong. I mean, this economy's pretty damn strong.
And you know, almost half of the people registered as unemployed this month will not be unemployed next month.
You know, that's a big impact that everybody just doesn't understand. Almost half.
In other words, it's a
relative group. Yeah.
They're off for a while and back to work. May I raise one other question? I've been meeting with a lot of businessmen over the last 6 months. They're in the accounting department here.
Oh, yeah. Chicago, yeah.
Big
Chicago.
They know how well. He lives in New York.
Oh, does he? But he's from Chicago, I think.
Yeah,
Nate Cummings.
Yeah.
I always thought he was from Chicago, but I'm wrong, I guess.
Well,
he had Cummings in California. There's a Nate Cummings who works in the Midwest or the richest group in the Creek Valley.
Oh, my God. He's got, he's got an art in his department, literally millions of dollars.
Yeah.
A great guy. And incidentally, I assume they're one of the strongest supporters.
See that he's invited.
Do you want to do that?
I know him, but I've never seen him around here.
In fact, I passed along to you a comment he made after one of your addresses. You wrote in a note.
Oh, yeah.
And he was appreciated.
All right, we'll put him down. He'll be down.
All right.
He's got a great art collection.
Yeah, just tremendous.
Would he like to be on a special committee for the arts that we're sending out?
Oh, didn't deny you.
I've got the list today.
I'm going to be meeting with Glenn Barron in a few minutes just on that very subject. He gave me a number of names. I'm going to take one out and put Nate Cummings on there.
I put Nate on.
I think I'll put Ted Cummings on too. He's in California.
Is that one of the great clubs in the world? But you said meeting you were going to say, huh?
Yes. One of the theme that comes out, of course, they're obsessed with this labor cost problem.
I know.
So let's just keep
it
outside.
Particularly construction. All labor. They think, what the hell can you do about labor costs?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, but there's another theme that comes out of here that I think we ought to do something about. The business community does feel that they're
well, the fellow, you remember
Yeah, very strong at that.
It'd be superb.
There'd be P, McCracken, and Flanagan, so another, everybody else.
Well, that's enough to start with.
Another fellow that works with him quite often is Colson, and he's, you know, he asks for favors, or,
sure.
But I don't know that his, well, he would know what to do, that's the point, he'd know, what about Stans?
I was gonna say.
Or, yeah, there we are, Stans. All right, I'll set up a task force.
I think John would do it, and I'd do it, or Pete.
Let Pete definitely be there. Pete Flanagan. Apparently, he was gonna get approved, you say?
Pete Flanagan, Conley, Stans.
Yeah.
Conley.
I may just throw Colson to me, so that he can write a nice, you see, what his job is to sort of prepare nice letters, and they see that they're invited to the White House, and there's a hell of a lot of things like that we can do. There, because he wouldn't know anything about the substance. But you need a little of that too, you know? And, because by God, we are for the business community. You know, I'm against these environmentalists, frankly. I'm for cleaning up the environment, but I, you know, I've always said that's not making them a whipping boy. Let me tell you, if they got a damn musty in there, or Diddy Kennedy, they'd kill them. Kill them.
And this is such a, they're such a zealous about this sort of thing, you know? They got a point.
Well, we're not for harassing them, and I hope you always reassure, I defended them against the environmentalists, and the antitrust, that's another one we're gonna stop declaring from that screwing around. And equal opportunity is tough, and that's just it. Well, darn, those people are just ideologues.
This is the problem. Jackie Butts, who's vice chairman of AT&T, was at this dinner.
Jackie Butts.
Dr. Butts.
What's his name?
It's a little D, you know, D-U-T-T-S. John DeButts.
Oh.
He's vice chairman of AT&T. This company has really gone out of its way, you know, to try to do things for the black population. And now they have, they're being cited by people out there.
Well, I'm going to get after this on the bench. I'm going to stop this.
I'm going to stop it. I think if
we're not making any points with the blacks for doing it, so it's just not going to do it.
And there are ways to do it. Well,
I
argue this.
I want to be sure of this. Is it clear, please? I must catch you before breathing if I can.
Regarding the economy, it is what you have.
Yeah, I think so.
You've got retail sales looking back.
Yeah.
My guess is that they will rise about 1% from February to March. Well, that's not much, that's a 12% rate. Annually.
But I think from March to April, they're going to rise more.
And
I think the spring is going to see that.
That's the few flowers.
Yeah. One thing that you could volunteer at the press conference is this. There was a story in the Washington Post that McCracken was thinking of going back or something. I, of course, I suppose it's on your calendar. I don't know that I met with him this morning. It should be. You could say that the speculation about the chairman of this village council is completely erroneous, totally without foundation, that Chairman McCracken has. And his policies have a complete confidence in the president. Just lay it that way. Okay? Good luck.